Gentlemen, morning. Big week this week, NFC North, and looking forward to going back to Detroit.
One of the best front sevens in the league that you faced last week. When you went back and looked at how your offensive line stood up, what stood out to you most about the way they played?
The offensive line had the right mindset. They really did. They took it upon themselves to be physical and impose their will on that front seven you described. And it's one thing to talk about it, but they actually went out and did it.
That had to be better than you could have ever anticipated.
Well, we're always anticipating the best, and the guys came through in a big way. I think we've gotten better each and every week, to be honest, and so it's been pleasant to witness.
Lions have been getting good production out of their defensive line. Are they a little bit more simplistic in the way they approach rushing the passer, or do they blitz quite often?
Just in the first three games, comparatively speaking, I don't know that they've blitzed a whole lot, but doesn't mean that they won't turn it into a blitzkrieg against us either. So,
do you typically see more blitzes than what you see on film from other teams that you're coming up to play just because of a younger quarterback, or is that not true?
At times, I think it just depends on the other team's philosophy. It's hard to group them all into one.
Christian's second TD pass last weekend, obviously he makes a good read to spot the mismatch with Kyle, but Adrian's wide open as well. When you go back and break that play down with them, what are the things that you guys talk about?
Well, you can't count on the defense screwing it up, and they screwed it up. They didn't cover Adrian, so he's been trained to give ground and give Kyle a catchable ball when they do bring one more than we can block. They ended up bringing two more than we could block because the guy that was supposed to cover Adrian declined to do so.
Confidence comes from demonstrated performance. These first 3 weeks, obviously, he's had some moments where you can kind of see it coming. Where do you sense that is taking him in his growth now?
Well, that remains to be seen, Dan. He has played better and better each and every week, both mentally and physically. So it shows in our results, that's for sure.
Is that as good of a game as you've seen out of him since you've been here?
I would say it is, all in all. He played well against Green Bay last year. He threw for 381 yards against the Denver defense last year, but there were those mistakes that made it tough for us to get the victory. The quickest way to lose in this league or at any level is to beat yourself. And last year, we did some good things, but we had some untimely mistakes that caused it to be really tough for us to get the outcome that we want. And we want to keep playing at a high level, but number one, we don't want to beat ourselves.
Where do you want to see the biggest amount of growth from him in his game?
I think just overall. I don't know if there's any one category. He's so sharp, Tim. We can give him as much as he wants in terms of checks and audibles, getting us in the right protection. Nothing on the field surprises him. We want to keep getting better and better around him, and then as an offense, we'll grow.
As you add Jerome Simpson back to the mix here, how does that change what you can do on offense just through the passing game?
Well, it adds another chapter to our offense. He's got more burst and more top-end speed than any of our receivers that we have on the roster right now. So we'll look to utilize his strengths and add him into the mix.
He was saying he connected with Christian on a 60-yard go route yesterday. I know a lot of people are going to be looking to see that part of the game, but is there a danger in expecting that there's going to be a much more open attack than what you've been using just because he's back?
Well, I think we're expecting big things out of Jerome. He has had a good offseason. He had a terrific training camp in Mankato. We're hoping that translates to more production on game day.
Did you first start seriously evaluating him in the, you know, how he fit with your system and sort of determining whether this would be the right mix?
Well, they've done a great job in the personnel department identifying potential candidates. We wanted to add a couple players to that wide receiver room, and we did a good job in the offseason. He fits in well with his mindset, and he definitely has skills.
When you first got him live, what were the things that really jumped out at you?
Well, he's quick off the line, good body control, and a lot of top-end speed.
How much has he opened up the playbook, just his ability to get deep? Were you shying away from certain calls because you didn't feel like you maybe had separation deep?
Not necessarily, and we're hoping just to get him on the field and add to our depth. We know that he's great run after the catch. He demonstrated that against Buffalo there in the first quarter. So like a lot of the guys, we want to make sure and get them their their touches and let them do their thing.
Did you think you had a great call for John there to get him going? It ended up being Christian's touchdown run, but that play there that was designed obviously to get John.
Well, they covered him up, and Christian made a good decision. Didn't force it when it was covered, and created really where our chalk ended on the chalkboard.
What is the biggest challenge now for John going forward, three games without a catch, of just making sure that he stays involved and doesn't sort of lose confidence?
Well, I think he's doing a good job. The chips just haven't fallen in the right spot for him to receive a ball, but they will. He's going to get plenty of touches. They just haven't happened yet.
You feel like all the chains are off of Adrian? He can take as many carries as you want, or are you still trying to have a certain number in mind?
Well, I think we still want to be smart, and what that number is debatable, but we want to be smart as the game goes along and really monitor how he's feeling and how he's responding, and also what we see as we watch the game develop.
What did you see as the issues being with Toby and his fumbles?
Well, he had those fumbles there at the end, and I know he'll improve his technique in terms of protecting the ball when the defenders close in on him. So the technique can be better, and I'm sure he'll get it corrected. Thanks.